Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This is Paul the Apostle writing this to his son in the gospel, Timothy.
1 Timoteo 1, 18 es Pablo escribiendo a su hijo Timoteo en el Evangelio.
It says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare."
Este mandamiento, hijo Timoteo, te encargo para que conforme las profecías que se hicieron antes en cuanto a ti, milites por ellas la buena milicia.
Verse 19, just a portion of it. Holding faith and a good conscience. That's all I'm reading.
Mandamiento, manteniendo la fe y la buena conciencia.
Would you put your Bibles down and would you lift your hands? We need to pray for a few moments and address a few things in the Spirit.
Ponga su Biblia a un lado y vamos a orar. Vamos a dirigir algunas cosas en el Espíritu.
Would you lift your hands? Pray with me today.
Levante sus manos.
Jesus, we have spoken words, Lord, in song that you can do anything today. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the power of the cross. I thank you for the good news of the gospel today. Lord, today I pray that your word, which is a sword of the Spirit, Lord, that your word would cut through every bit of opposition today. Father, we bind every spirit, whether it be human or demonic, that would try to come against this service, that would try to oppress, that would try to bind up what you want to do today. But Lord, I thank you in advance that your angels are already here. I thank you in advance that deliverance is already taking place, God. I thank you, Lord, that the preached word of God is what will deliver the captives today. I thank you, Lord, in advance that the healings that are been waiting to come will come today. I thank you in advance, Lord, for filling someone with your spirit today. I thank you in advance, Lord, for washing someone in the blood. Lord, that baptismal water, God, that we recognize as the burial, the death, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we step in and operate in the authority that you have given us as the sons and daughters of God. I pray today, Lord, that you would help us push past every bit of flesh that is in this house today. Lord, that we would tap in to your spirit today. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, one mind, one accord, for what you want to do today. Would you just speak in the spirit today? Would you lift up your voice to him today? Would you open your mouth and proclaim the name of the Lord today? In the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. In the name of Jesus, there is nothing that can stand against that name. And so today we proclaim it. We lift it high today. Lord, you said, if you be lifted up, you would draw men unto you. So draw us to you today. Draw us to you today, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you shake the person's hand next to you?
Salude su vecino.
Tell them how happy you are to see them today.
Dígale que tan contento está de verlo.
Amen, amen. To all of our guests, we're so thankful that you're with us today.
Todos nuestros visitantes, gracias que están aquí con nosotros.
Amen. I hope that you will receive everything that God has specifically for you today.
Espero que usted reciba todo lo que el Señor tiene específicamente para usted.
I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in the God-ordained plan that he has for us.
Yo no creo en coincidencias. Yo creo que el Señor tiene un plan para nosotros.
Amen. Would you lift your hands one more time? Jesus, we
levante
need
sus
you today.
Manos de nuevo.
Jesus, we don't want to go through just a traditional service, God. But Lord, we want the rhema word of God to flow through this place. Jesus, we need you right now. Come on, connect with his spirit right now.
Conéctese al espíritu.
Ano rosho kola masaya rasaya la la baso korra. Yano lomo saya la saya talamaha. Kiaya dolomo shokorra saya talamaha. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul was writing this letter to his son in the gospel, Timothy.
El apóstol Pablo estaba escribiendo esta carta a su hijo en el evangelio.
If you could put that scripture back up again.
Pongo la escritura, por favor.
The first verse that I read. It says that Paul was writing this to Timothy, and he said, don't forget to war a good warfare.
Dice que Pablo estaba escribiendo esto a Timoteo, dice que no te olvides que hagas buena milicia.
But what he was telling Timothy to not forget is the prophecies that were spoken over him.
Lo que le estaba diciendo Timoteo que no se olvidara de las profecías que le habían hablado sobre su vida.
A lot of times, because of our lack of understanding of the word of God, we don't understand exactly what this means.
Muchas las veces porque no entendemos la palabra de Dios, no entendemos esto.
Prophecies in this context was specifically representing a word that was spoken over Timothy.
La profecía en este contexto quiere decir una profecía que fue hablada hacia Timoteo personalmente.
We understand John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Entendemos en Juan 1 que dice que en el principio era el verbo era con Dios y el verbo era Dios.
So there's two different types of word.
Hay dos diferentes tipos de palabras.
The word, when you see it in English, we understand that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, the New Testament was written in Greek.
La palabra, la Biblia fue escrita en el Antiguo Testamento en el hebreo, en el Nuevo Testamento en el griego.
And so a lot of times we will see certain words that are written in English.
Muchas las veces estamos leemos palabras que están escritas en español.
That have different meanings in the Greek or in the Hebrew.
Que tienen diferentes significancias en el hebreo o en el griego.
It could be one word.
Puede ser una palabra.
In English.
En el español.
Same thing though for the Spanish as well. But it could be one word for English or Spanish.
Puede ser una misma palabra en el inglés o el español.
But it could be two or even three different Greek words or Hebrew words.
Pero puede ser dos diferentes palabras en el griego o en el hebreo.
And so this is the beauty of the word of God, is that it's endless.
Esto es lo hermoso de la palabra de Dios, que no tiene fin.
Is that when, for example, when God said, let there be light,
cuando el Señor dijo, deja que vea, que sea la luz,
the reason why scientists can't see the end of the universe,
la razón por qué los científicos no pueden entender el fin del universo,
and they keep finding new constellations and new stars and new solar systems,
y siguen encontrando nuevas cosas en el espacio,
it's because whenever Jesus said, let there be light, it continued to make new things over and over and over again. When the word is spoken, it continues to move forward and never stops.
Cuando el Señor dijo sea la luz, comenzó siendo la luz y nunca paró de siendo la luz, y por eso los científicos encuentran nuevas cosas.
It's scientifically proven that words, when something is spoken, that the sound waves never end.
Los científicos entienden eso, cuando alguien habla o dice una palabra nunca se termina ese sonido.
God made this for a specific reason.
El Señor lo hizo por una razón.
God uses the word for a specific purpose.
Él usa la palabra por un propósito.
And so, back to what is being said here, these prophecies or these words that were spoken over Timothy.
Estas profecías, estas palabras que se le fueron dadas a Timoteo.
You can see that the word in the New Testament is translated into either rhema.
La palabra en el Nuevo Testamento es, la entendemos, rema.
Or logos.
O logos.
We understand that in John 1:1.
Entendemos que en Juan 1:1.
It says, in the beginning was the logos.
En el principio era el logos.
Okay. That what logos is, it's the Greek word, is referencing the word, meaning Jesus is that word.
Lo que quiere significar esa palabra logos quiere decir que Jesús es esa palabra.
Jesus is the word from the beginning.
Jesús es el verbo desde el principio.
And so we have the written word, which is the logos.
Tenemos el verbo escrito, que es la logos.
And then we have the rhema word of God.
Luego tenemos rhema, la palabra de Dios.
Which is a spoken word.
Que es la palabra que es hablada.
That it could be prophetic.
Puede ser profética,
but it's coming from the Spirit of God,
pero viene del Espíritu de Dios,
to the people,
al pueblo.
And so we have the written word. So if you look at this Bible right here, This would be the written word of God.
Tenemos la palabra escrita. Esta es la palabra de Dios.
Logos will never contradict with Rhema, and Rhema will never contradict with Logos.
Esta es la palabra Logos. Nunca se va a contradecir con la palabra Rhema ni igual el otro de otra manera.
That's why we understand that there are people that proclaim to be prophets, or there's people that, which we do believe in prophets. We do believe in apostles. Teachers, we believe in that.
Hay algunos que dicen que son profetas y apóstoles, y sí creemos en los apóstoles y profetas.
We don't believe that those are offices. We believe that they're giftings.
No creemos que son oficinas, creemos que son dones.
But the thing is that if a prophet were to prophesy,
si un profeta ha de profetizar,
something that was contrary to this word,
si es algo contrario a la palabra de Dios,
that means it's not correct.
Quiere decir que no es correcta.
Because the word of God will never contradict itself.
Porque la palabra de Dios nunca se va a contradecir misma.
Whether it is a spoken word now,
mientras es la palabra hablada ahorita,
or whether or not it was a spoken word then when this word was written.
O mientras sea una palabra que fue hablada cuando fue escrita esa palabra.
Please go ahead and keep that scripture up. I'll have you take it down whenever I'm ready. For this, Timothy was charged to appoint bishops and start churches in Ephesus.
Le dieron una carga a Timoteo que comenzara iglesias y poniera obispos sobre estas iglesias.
Timothy had a very interesting calling.
Timoteo tenía un llamado muy interesante.
He was a young man that the Lord used greatly.
Era un hombre joven que el Señor lo usó poderosamente.
He was someone that had a call of God on his life from an early age.
Es alguien que tenía un llamado de Dios temprano en su vida.
And there were his mother and his grandmother, you know, had prayed over him.
Su madre y su abuela oraron por él.
But Paul here is saying, Timothy, don't forget to war and to fight for the words that have been spoken over you.
Pero Pablo le está diciendo a Timoteo, no te olvides de hacer buena milicia sobre la profecía que te han dado.
Why is this so important?
¿Por qué es tan importante esto?
Because from the beginning of time, if we look in the book of Genesis,
porque desde el principio del tiempo, si vemos al libro de Génesis,
we see that Satan's one job,
vemos que el trabajo de Satanás,
was to sow doubt,
es a cegar la duda,
against the word of God,
contra la palabra de Dios.
So, there's something really funny about Satan.
Hay algo muy interesante de Satanás.
Is that he thinks that you are dumb enough to fall for the same trick over and over again.
Él cree que usted es tan tonto de que se caiga la misma cosa día tras día.
Because that's what he does.
Eso es lo que él hace.
Is we have this written word.
Tenemos la palabra escrita.
And we have a spoken word.
Y tenemos la palabra que es hablada.
And all he is trying to do is simply get you to doubt the word of God.
Todo lo que él está tratando de hacer es para que usted dude la palabra de Dios.
Let's put it both together right now.
Hay que ponerlo junto esto.
Okay. I'm talking about the Logos and the Rhema.
Yo estoy hablando de Logos y Rhema.
Whenever God gives you a word in this book,
cuando el Señor te da una palabra en este libro,
you're a chosen generation.
Usted es una nación escogida.
You're a royal priesthood.
Un real sacerdote.
His head is under your feet.
Su cabeza está bajo tus pies.
Satan's head is under your feet.
La cabeza de Satanás está bajo tus pies.
When you are born into the kingdom of God, there is nothing that can stop you.
Cuando tú eres nacido en el reino de Dios, nada te puede parar.
We have a promise of eternal life through the gospel, the good news.
Tenemos una promesa de una vida eterna a través del evangelio.
And so what does the enemy try to do?
¿Qué quiere ser el enemigo?
He tries to use your past against you.
Quiere usar tu pasado.
He tries to use things that you have done.
Las cosas que usted ha hecho.
He tries to bring up the sin.
El pecado.
He tries to bring up the mistakes that you've made.
Los errores que usted ha hecho.
And continue to get you to think you will never be able to overcome or to be someone different than what you've been.
Y quiere que usted piense que usted nunca va a ser, va a cambiar, que va a ser igual o que como siempre.
But I'm here to tell you today that is a lie from the enemy.
Estoy aquí para decirle que es una mentira del diablo.
His greatest fear is that we will understand this word of God.
El temor de él es que nosotros entendamos la palabra de Dios.
If we would ever understand the power that we have through Christ.
Si nosotros podremos entender el poder que tenemos a través de Cristo.
Not our power.
no nuestro poder,
but his.
Pero el poder de él.
Turn with me to Revelation chapter 12. I believe it is verse 11.
Vamos a Apocalipsis capítulo 12.
Revelation 12:10. It says, and I heard a loud sound, a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Entonces se oyó una gran voz en el cielo que decía, ahora ha venido la salvación, el poder, el reino de nuestro Dios y la autoridad de su Cristo, porque ha sido lanzado fuera el acusador de nuestros hermanos, el que acusaba delante de nuestro Dios día y noche.
Verse number 11. It says, and they overcame him by, and this is what Pastor Kevin was talking about, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
Verso 11 dice, y ellos le han vencido por medio de la sangre del Cordero y de la palabra del testimonio de ellos, y menospreciaron sus vidas hasta la muerte.
This is the last book in our book of 66 books in this Bible.
Este es el último libro en la Biblia.
The book of Revelation.
El libro de Apocalipsis.
Written by the Apostle John.
Escrito por el apóstol Juan.
And this in here is talking in the context about the promise that we have in the end.
Aquí está hablando en el contexto de la promesa que tenemos en el fin.
That the church has a promise that we will overcome. We will win this fight when it's all said and done.
La iglesia tiene la promesa que sí vamos a ganar, sí vamos a vencer.
But it's important that we understand this one thing.
Tenemos que entender una cosa.
It's how we will overcome.
Es cómo vamos a vencer.
We will overcome through the blood of the Lamb.
Vamos a vencer por la sangre del Cordero.
And through the word of our testimony.
Y de la palabra del testimonio.
Why is that so important?
Porque esto es tan importante.
Is because the only way people will be able to receive the gospel.
Porque la única manera que las personas pueden recibir el evangelio.
Is through the spoken word.
Es cuando hablamos la palabra.
How can they hear except they have a preacher?
¿Cómo pueden oír si no tienen un predicador?
How can they receive the gospel except you share it with them?
¿Cómo pueden recibir el evangelio si usted no lo comparte?
And then what do we share with them?
¿Y luego qué compartimos con ellos?
We share with them the testimony of what God's gospel has done through us.
Compartimos con ellos lo que ha hecho el evangelio en nuestras vidas.
So because of his death, burial, and resurrection,
por la muerte, la sepultura y la resurrección de él,
I have been transformed into a new creature.
Ha sido transformado a una nueva criatura.
That sounds really weird.
Soy un poco raro eso.
What does that mean?
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
I have been transformed from the man that I was.
Ha sido transformado del hombre que fui.
To where Jesus has written his name on my heart.
Que el Señor ha escrito su nombre sobre mi corazón.
So that when I used to cuss, now words of life come out.
Cuando yo decía malas palabras, ahora salen palabras de vida.
When I used to do things that were contrary to his word, now I'm doing things I never thought I would do.
Cuando hacía las cosas contrarias de la palabra de Dios, hago ahora cosas que son cerca de la palabra de Dios.
Now I am able to walk in a new path where I was set for death without him.
Ahora puedo caminar en un nuevo camino donde ya no es la muerte, sino la luz.
The vices, the addictions that bound me no longer bound me.
El vicio, las adicciones que me ataban ya no me atan.
You see, this is the power of the cross.
Este es el poder de la cruz.
But the gospel is simple.
El evangelio es simple.
The gospel is not Acts 2:38.
El evangelio no es Hechos 2:38.
The gospel is the death, the burial and the resurrection.
El evangelio es la muerte, la sepultura y la resurrección.
But we understand that we apply the gospel to our lives through Acts 2:38.
Entendemos que aplicamos el evangelio a través de Hechos 2:38.
Jesus went to a cross to die for our sin.
Jesús fue a la cruz para morir por nuestros pecados.
He was buried in a grave.
Fue sepultado.
The disciples thought their Savior was dead. The Messiah was dead.
Los discípulos pensaban que ya había muerto su maestro.
But today we rejoice because 3 days later he rose again.
Pero hoy nos gozamos porque resucitó 3 días después.
And we know that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is going to be sitting on the throne. He sits on the throne in heaven now, and he will sit on the throne here on this earth.
Y sabemos que el Mesías está vivo, está sentado en el trono en el cielo, y va a estar sentado en el trono aquí en la tierra.
That is why I say today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Por eso digo, hágase tu voluntad en el cielo, así también en la tierra.
God, as long as you're in heaven, I'm praying today that your kingdom will be established here on the earth.
Dios, mientras tú estés en los cielos, yo oro que tu voluntad sea hecha en la tierra.
But God, I look forward to the day to where you will sit on the throne in this earth, ruling with the rod of iron.
Señor, yo miro hacia ese día cuando tú estés reinando en la tierra, sentado en el trono.
But until you come, Jesus, be the Lord of my heart. Sit on the throne of my heart. And that is why I say, not my will, but thine be done.
Pero hasta que tú vengas, Señor, siéntate en el trono de mi corazón y digo, no sea mi voluntad, pero tu voluntad.
Would you lift your hands right now?
Levante sus manos.
Jesus, we know that if we will not receive, Lord, your word, if we will not receive it, we are bound to hell. But God, I thank you that you loved us enough to come to this earth, to manifest yourself in the flesh, and to die for our sins today. Jesus, I thank you. Never let me neglect the revelation of your word. Never let me neglect the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, God. It is because of that that I have you. It's because of that that I have the promise of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Denle un aplauso al Señor.
Thank you, Jesus. So we have to understand that through the word,
tenemos que entender a través de la palabra,
we have instructions for how we apply the word.
Tenemos instrucciones de cómo aplicamos la palabra.
Faith encapsulates all of this.
Se trata todo de la fe.
We cannot please God without faith.
No podemos darle placencia a Dios sin la fe.
We must believe that he is.
Tenemos que creer que él es.
That he is God.
Él es Dios.
Some of us are still learning how to believe that.
Muchos de nosotros estamos entendiendo cómo hacer esto.
Can I just pastor you for a moment?
Quiero ser su pastor por un momento.
Is that we say with our mouth that we believe.
Decimos con nuestras bocas que creemos.
But as the prophet said, our hearts are often far away from truly believing that.
Pero como dijo el profeta, nuestros corazones están lejos de Dios.
Because if we truly believed,
porque si verdaderamente creyéramos,
a lot of things would come into alignment in our lives.
Muchas cosas serían diferentes en nuestras vidas.
And that's why in Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about we're easily beset, we're easily troubled by the weight that we hold.
En Hebreos 12 habla que nos ponemos, nos da mucha preocupación.
Those weights being our will,
las cargas de nuestra voluntad,
iniquity,
las iniquidades,
putting my will above God,
poniendo nuestra voluntad sobre la voluntad de Dios,
living my life like I'm in charge of it,
viviendo mi vida como yo soy el encargado,
and then sin.
Y luego el pecado.
These are things that get us off that path, that get us off the journey that God has us on.
Son cosas que nos hacen salir del camino de Dios.
And that's why he is consistently addressing us. That's why his mercy is new every morning.
Por esto es, él sigue hablándonos de esto, por eso su misericordia son nuevas cada mañana.
Because as long as I have this flesh,
mientras yo tenga esta carne,
I'm going to have temptations.
Yo voy a tener tentación.
I'm going to have issues in life.
Yo voy a tener problemas en la vida.
Someone's going to die, something's going to happen. Someone's going to say something bad to me.
Alguien se va a morir, algo va a pasar, alguien me va a decir algo.
And so that's why I have to start off my day submitted to God.
Por eso tengo que comenzar mi día sometido a Dios.
I have to start off my day saying, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done."
Tengo que comenzar mi día diciendo, "Señor, venga tu reino, tu voluntad sea hecha."
And then I actually have to do that.
Entonces lo tengo que hacer.
It's a lot easier to say than to do. Can I get an amen?
Es más fácil decirlo que hacerlo. Alguien diga amén.
We could talk a good game all day long.
Podemos hablar de esto todo el día.
But are we walking the walk?
Pero estamos caminando esto.
I would rather my life speak what my words really can't even say.
Yo quiero que mi vida hable lo que yo no puedo decir.
I want my life to speak.
Que mi vida lo hable.
I want my actions to speak of who I am.
Que mis acciones lo hablen de quién yo soy.
Lift your hands, Jesus, help us.
Levante sus manos.
Jesus, we recognize today we cannot do this without you.
Ayúdanos, Señor. Sabemos que no lo podemos hacer sin ti.
We cannot do this without you.
No lo puedo hacer sin ti, oh Dios.
Help us.
Ayúdanos.
Thank you, Jesus. The problem with this as well.
El problema con esto es.
Is that many of us are blinded.
Muchos de nosotros somos ciegos.
Many of us are blinded because of the God, little g God of this world.
No podemos ver porque el Dios pequeño de este mundo.
I believe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Creo que es 2 Corintios.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to go through verse number 3.
Vamos al versículo 3.
Go ahead and put it up there. It says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost."
Pero si nuestro evangelio está aún encubierto, entre los que se pierden está encubierto.
If you don't have this scripture highlighted in your Bible, highlight it today.
Si usted no tiene esta escritura, póngale una línea bajo esta escritura.
Highlight it on your phone app. Whatever you need to do, you need to understand that this is a part of the warfare.
Esta es una escritura muy importante. Se trata de la guerra espiritual.
It says in the next verse, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them."
Versículo 4 dice, "En los cuales el Dios de este siglo cegó el entendimiento de los incrédulos, para que no les resplandezca la luz del evangelio de la gloria de Cristo, el cual es la imagen de Dios."
Keep that verse up. With this, we understand that because Satan is the god of this world.
Entendemos que Satanás es el dios de este mundo.
Did you know that?
¿Ustedes saben eso?
Is that Satan is the god of this world.
Satanás es el dios de este mundo.
And we as the church.
Y nosotros como la iglesia.
Those that have been bought with a price.
Los que hemos sido comprados.
Those that have acknowledged and walk in the promises of God.
Tenemos el conocimiento y caminamos en las promesas de Dios.
We as the body of Christ are the ones that are to war this warfare.
Nosotros como el cuerpo de Cristo tenemos que guerrar en esta guerra.
You ever talk to somebody about Jesus?
¿Usted le ha hablado a alguien de Jesús?
And they look at you with their eyes crossed.
Y te miran con los ojos cruzados.
They look at you and they're like, I don't even really know what you're talking about right now.
Y te miran y con esa mirada dicen, ni sé de lo que hablas.
I've only seen this dude with a cap on talking about, you know, Espíritu Santo.
Yo simplemente he visto un padre hablando de así y haciéndole así.
When I would go and I would do that, nothing would happen.
Cuando yo asistía a eso, nada pasaba.
You know, that's good for you, but you know, for me, I'm okay.
Eso es bueno para usted, pero para mí está bien.
Why is that?
¿Por qué es eso?
Please keep that verse up there. Why is that?
¿Por qué es esto?
Because they have only seen religious tradition.
Porque ellos simplemente no han visto las tradiciones de la religión.
They've never seen the power.
Nunca han visto el poder
of the word of God in operation.
De la palabra de Dios en operación.
There's something about coming to a service.
Hay algo de viniendo a un servicio.
Or seeing it on the street.
O viéndolo en la pantalla.
Where God completely transforms the situation.
Cuando Dios transforma la situación.
Do you have your wallet on you, Dad? Do you have that bullet in there? No, you don't have it anymore? So I grew up on these stories.
Yo fui criado oyendo esas historias.
My dad used to carry around this little bullet in a bag.
Mi padre tenía en su cartera una bala.
Now he carries a few bullets.
Ahora tiene unas cuantas balas.
But this particular bullet,
pero esta bala,
he used to bring it out and he would tell us as kids that a miracle had happened.
La sacaba y luego de niño nos decía que había pasado un milagro.
There was a lady that was shot in the leg and came to a church service.
Había una señora que tenía una bala en su cuerpo.
And the surgeon couldn't get the bullet out.
Y el doctor no lo podía sacar.
And so she came with her leg bandaged up.
Y ya vino al servicio toda herida.
And when she was prayed for, she took off the bandage and the bullet was sitting inside of that bandage.
Cuando oraron por ella, se le salió la bala del pie.
And so I remember, just as a kid, like,
yo me recuerdo de eso como un niño.
Dad, that's awesome.
Qué asombroso, padre.
Qué asombroso, padre. It was awesome.
Era asombroso.
I grew up hearing about these amazing miracles.
Yo fui criado oyendo estos milagros.
You see, it just doesn't make sense.
No tiene sentido.
Like, how is that possible?
¿Cómo es posible?
And it was awesome until I realized, like, hey, like, I haven't actually seen something like that happen.
Era asombroso hasta que yo me di cuenta que yo me dije yo mismo, yo no he visto algo pasar así.
So if you're raised in church,
si usted fue criado en la iglesia,
any kind of church,
cualquier iglesia,
it doesn't become real to you sometimes.
No se hace real a usted
until you get a little shaken up a little bit.
Hasta que es sacudido un poco.
So you see something, you're like, whoa.
Hasta que ve algo, dice, wow.
Like, hold up, that's not normal.
Eso no es normal.
Like, for example.
Por ejemplo.
A man came into our church possessed with a demon.
Un hombre vino a la iglesia poseído con un diablo.
That's only on scary movies.
Eso simplemente pasa en la televisión.
No, you will not watch scary movies when you see it in real life.
Usted no va a mirar esas películas si usted lo ve real aquí.
Dude came in, frothing at the mouth.
Un hombre vino con un demonio.
I came into our church up in Hoffman Estates, was literally going in like a torpedo around in circles, knocking out chairs and going crazy.
Había un hombre que vino a la iglesia, estaba dando vueltas como loco.
Had some come in here, slithering like a snake.
Hay personas que han venido aquí a esta iglesia que andaban como una serpiente.
And, you know, get up, Jesus' name, taken care of.
Se para en el nombre de Jesús.
You're over here like,
aquí uno tiene miedo.
What just happened?
¿Qué pasó?
Are you see a growth literally fall off of somebody?
Cuando usted ve que se cae una enfermedad del cuerpo,
in the name of Jesus be healed.
En el nombre de Jesús sea sanado.
And it happens.
Y luego se cumple.
You see someone with a blind eye.
Alguien con un ojo ciego.
Here's the thing, I've seen.
Yo lo he visto.
I've seen.
Yo lo he visto.
I've prayed.
Yo he orado.
And things have happened.
Y cosas se han cumplido.
But the problem is,
la cosa es,
is that sometimes I've prayed,
que muchas las veces yo he orado,
and nothing happens.
Y nada pasa.
And then what happens?
Entonces, ¿qué pasa?
The enemy starts to attack my mind.
El enemigo viene y ataca mi mente.
Starts to say, well, my prayer must not be strong enough.
Dice, mi oración no va a ser tan poderosa.
I must not have enough faith.
Yo no tengo tanta fe.
Maybe I need to be like so-and-so.
Tal vez tengo que ser como tal persona.
But here's the thing is that the scripture says that if I'm a believer,
esto es la cosa, la escritura dice, si yo soy un creyente,
says these signs follow them that believe.
Estas señales siguen a los que creen.
But what does the enemy like to do?
Pero qué le gusta hacer al enemigo?
If I could sow a little doubt.
Quiere poner la duda en mi mente.
If I could get you to think that this is just for certain people.
Si lo puedo hacer que usted crea que esto simplemente es para la otra persona.
But it's for you.
Pero es para usted.
It's for you.
Es para usted.
It's not just for someone in a suit and tie.
No simplemente es para alguien que está en un traje.
This doesn't mean anything.
No importa nada este traje.
It doesn't mean anything. But if the enemy can sow just a little bit of doubt,
si el enemigo le puede dar un poco de duda,
for you to think, This is for somebody else.
Para que usted crea que esto es para alguien más.
He's going to do it.
Lo va a hacer.
That's why Paul was saying, war, a good warfare.
Por eso Pablo le dice, haga buena milicia.
Why? Because the enemy is going to attack the word.
Porque el enemigo va a atacar la palabra.
The enemy is going to attack the word of God.
El enemigo va a atacar la palabra de Dios.
And your application of it.
En tu aplicación de ella.
But he's also going to attack the prophecies that have been spoken over you.
Pero también va a atacar la profecía sobre tu vida.
You see, Abraham.
Abraham.
Received a word.
Recibió una palabra.
And it was not until, how old was he? 80, 90?
No era hasta que tenía aquí los 80, 90.
Until he had the promise of a son.
Tenía la promesa de un hijo.
See, some of us think that the word that we received.
Algunos de nosotros pensamos que la palabra que recibimos.
It has to be for right now.
Tiene que ser para ahorita.
That's because we're a microwave generation.
Es porque queremos todo muy pronto.
I want it and I want it now.
Lo quiero y lo quiero ahorita.
I bought it. I have Amazon Prime. I want it now.
Lo quiero, tengo Amazon Prime, lo quiero ahorita.
I believe in Amazon Prime.
Yo creo en Amazon Prime.
I want it now.
Lo quiero ahorita.
I get upset that it's coming 2 days later.
Yo me enojo, me pongo molesto con toma dos días para recibirlo.
You guys are over here acting like, oh, I'll wait. Whatever. Let's see how it goes with lunch after service.
Ustedes dicen yo me espero para ver cómo le hacen cuando usted desayunan.
All the brothers coming in like, hey baby, what you making? I want it now.
Todos los hombres llegando a casa, ¿qué estás haciendo, mujer?
And that's why some of us are getting fast food, not taking care of our bodies.
Por eso muchos de nosotros estamos comiendo comida rápida.
Because we want it now.
No queremos cuidar nuestros cuerpos, lo queremos ahorita.
I'm talking about myself.
Yo estoy hablando de mí mismo.
I'm not acting like I don't like fast food.
Yo no estoy pretendiendo que no me guste la comida rápida.
But that's not how the word of God works.
Pero así no trabaja la palabra de Dios.
You see, he could give you a word.
Él te puede dar una palabra.
He could have called you to preach.
Él te puede haber llamado a predicar.
Note this real quick.
Tome nota aquí.
If he's called everyone to preach.
Él le ha llamado a todos a predicar.
You should be preaching the word now.
Usted tiene que estar predicando ahora la palabra.
But I'm talking about he may have called you to be a preacher, someone that preaches in a church.
A lo mejor él te ha llamado a predicar aquí en una iglesia.
Or maybe he called you to missions.
A lo mejor te llamó a las misiones.
Maybe he called you to something greater than what you're doing now.
A lo mejor te ha llamado a que usted haga algo más grande que lo que está haciendo ahorita.
But there's timing.
Pero se trata del tiempo.
And the problem is that we don't focus on when we receive the word into the fulfillment of the word.
El problema es no nos enfocamos cuando recibimos la palabra hasta que se cumpla la palabra.
There is a large gap often happens.
Hay un espacio en medio de esto.
That gap is called the preparation.
Este espacio se llama la preparación.
It's called the preparation period.
La preparación.
And a lot of times with larger words,
muchas las veces cuando recibimos palabras muy grandes,
things that require something big of you,
cosas que requieren algo grande de usted,
there will be a period of time where God is going to prepare and test you.
Se va a tomar un tiempo que Dios lo prepare y lo pruebe.
But the problem is that we don't want to focus on that area in between the word and the fulfillment of that word.
El problema es que no nos queremos enfocar aquí en el espacio.
Because it's in that time.
Porque es en ese tiempo
that the enemy is going to war for your soul.
Que el enemigo nos hace guerra.
It's in that time that you are going to be attacked in your mind.
Es en ese tiempo que el enemigo le va a atacar su mente.
And that's where mistakes happen. That's where we slip up sometimes.
Eso es cuando pasan los errores, los fracasos.
Lift your hands.
Levante sus manos.
Jesus, help us with this.
Jesús, ayúdanos.
Help us with this, Jesus.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
Help us with this, Jesus.
Ayúdanos, Jesús.
Jesus. So 2 Corinthians 4:4.
Segunda de Corintios 4:4.
Did you know that the reason why the person looking at you cross-eyed when you share the gospel with them?
Usted sabe la persona que lo está viendo con los ojos cruzados cuando usted comparte el evangelio.
It's because you've likely not prayed the darkness off over their life.
Es porque tal vez a lo mejor usted no oró que las tinieblas cayeran de su vida.
Because they are blinded.
Ellos son ciegos.
They are blinded.
son cegados,
because the God of this world,
porque el Dios de este mundo,
has blinded them from even receiving what you have to say.
Los ha hecho ciegos para que no reciban lo que la palabra de Dios.
And that's why we must war in the spirit.
Por eso tenemos que hacer guerra en el espíritu.
That's why every day we need to pray, Lord, I pray that every person I walk into,
por eso tenemos que orar cada día, Señor, cada persona que yo me encuentro,
everywhere I go,
cada lugar que yo vaya,
Father, I pray that you open the eyes of the blind, open their ears to hear and their eyes to see,
Padre,
whoever I speak with.
Padre, yo oro que abra sus ojos, abra sus oídos para que vean y oigan la palabra de Dios.
Why?
¿Por qué?
So that the image of God would shine unto them.
Para que ellos puedan recibir la palabra de Dios.
Not the image of you.
No la imagen de usted, pero la imagen de Dios.
Not your personality.
No su personalidad.
But that the image of God, that God's light would shine through you to them.
Pero la imagen de Dios, que la luz de Dios brilla a través de usted.
Do we get that?
Entendemos esto.
It's not about you.
No se trata de usted.
It's not about me.
No se trata de mí.
It's about him.
Se trata de él.
It's about the one who has the power.
Se trata del que tiene el poder
to actually change things.
Para el que puede cambiar las cosas.
Jesus, we need your help today.
Señor, necesitamos tu ayuda hoy.
Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes to
yo
see.
Oro que abras nuestros ojos.
That you would open our ears to hear.
Abra nuestros oídos.
What you are speaking to the church.
Lo que usted está hablando, Señor.
This is the last thing that I'm going to address today.
Esto es lo último que voy a dirigir.
We have this word of God.
Tenemos la palabra de Dios
that transforms us.
Que nos transforma.
The death, burial, and the resurrection.
La muerte, la sepultura y la resurrección.
The promise of eternal life.
La promesa de la vida eterna.
It's applied through Acts 2:38.
Es aplicada a través de Hechos 2:38.
Repentance, we're turning away from dead works.
Arrepentimiento, caminando, dando vuelta a nuestra vida.
We're turning away from sin.
Dando la vuelta al pecado.
And living a life according to his word.
Y viviendo una vida a través de de su palabra.
We're baptized in Jesus' name.
Somos bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
We're applying that burial.
Estamos aplicando eso.
Dying to the old.
Sepultados al viejo hombre.
Rising up into the new.
Resucitando al nuevo hombre.
So the name of Jesus is written on our heart.
El nombre de Jesús es aplicado en nuestros corazones.
That's why you hear the churchy things like, why are they talking about blood so much?
Por eso usted oye tanto que dicen que la iglesia habla tanto de la sangre.
But it says that it's the blood of Jesus.
Porque dice que es la sangre de Cristo.
That was shed on the cross.
Que fue derramada en la cruz.
That now washes over me.
Que me limpia.
That sounds, and if I think about it, it's kind of gross.
Se oye un poco raro si lo pienso de esto.
But it's the application of that to our lives.
Pero es la aplicación de eso a nuestras vidas.
That washes away the sin.
Que limpia el pecado.
And then I rise up in newness of life through the Spirit of God.
Y luego estoy levantado en una nueva vida a través del Espíritu de
That's
Dios.
That's the resurrection.
La resurrección.
We saw that the Spirit of God was poured out on the day of Pentecost.
Vemos que el Espíritu de Dios fue derramado en el día de Pentecostés.
Acts chapter 2.
Hechos 2.
The Holy Ghost was poured out and they began to speak in other tongues.
El Espíritu Santo fue derramado y empezaron a hablar en otras lenguas.
And that's the resurrection.
Y eso es la resurrección.
And that's how it's applied.
Así como es aplicada.
But then we have this period of time.
Entonces tenemos un espacio de tiempo.
From when we're born again.
Cuando somos nacidos de nuevo,
to either our death or the second coming of Jesus.
A la muerte o el rapto de Dios.
That there is a period of time of warfare.
Hay un espacio de tiempo de guerra.
And what is the enemy trying to do?
¿Y qué es lo que quiere ser el enemigo?
Trying to get you to doubt the word.
¿Quiere que usted dude la palabra?
And trying to get you not to operate in your God-given place as a son or daughter of God.
Quiere que usted no opere como hijo o hija de Dios.
So if he could get you just to focus on yourself,
si él puede que usted se enfoque en usted mismo,
he'll keep you from reaching other people.
Él lo guarda que usted no alcance a otras personas.
And our whole purpose of being here is to be the light.
Y nuestro propósito para estar aquí en la tierra es ser la luz.
That is our purpose. 2 Corinthians 4:4.
Eso es nuestro propósito. 2 Corintios 4:4.
Is bringing people from darkness to light.
Es trayendo a las personas de las tinieblas a la luz.
That's our whole purpose while we're here on this earth.
Eso es nuestro propósito mientras estamos aquí en la tierra.
Is once we're born again, once we are made new.
Mientras somos nacidos de nuevo, cuando somos nacidos de nuevo, somos una nueva criatura.
We now war a good warfare.
Ahora guerramos, somos milicia, una buena milicia.
I want to talk to you today about scars.
Les quiero hablar a alguien de una cicatriz.
I have the scar on my chin right here.
Tengo una cicatriz aquí abajo.
Now, I would love to say that I got in a street fight.
Me gustaría decir que la obtení cuando estaba peleando en la calle.
And you should see the other guy.
Pero hubieras visto el otro.
I'd love to be able to say that right now.
Me gustaría decir eso.
Like, I got this bullet hole on my side.
Tengo una cicatriz aquí en mi lado.
Because I have a testimony.
Es un testimonio.
Of the hard life that I used to live.
De una vida dura que vivía.
But I don't.
Pero no lo tengo.
I actually got this from a toilet.
Recibí esto cuando me caí una vez.
I got this from hitting my chin on a urinal.
Cuando me caí en una taza del baño.
Because I was in middle school.
Porque estaba en la escuela.
Getting ready for a graduation. I was really cool
in
middle school.
Me estaba preparando, era muy chévere en el middle school.
I was getting prepared for the concert band.
Me estaba preparando por el concierto que iba a haber.
To play my saxophone.
Para tocar mi saxofón.
And to play the song Pomp and Circumstance for the graduation.
Para tocar la canción para la graduación.
If you don't know what that song is,
si usted no la conoce esta canción,
you can sing it in Spanish too, okay? So I was getting ready to.
Me estaba preparando para esto.
It was during a rehearsal.
Estamos practicando.
And somebody, I was in the bathroom.
Estaba en el baño.
Using the restroom.
Usando el baño.
And somebody threw a big old wad of paper at me.
Y alguien me tiró un papel.
And I ducked and I hit the.
Me agaché y me pegué.
I hit it and it was gushing blood.
Y me pegué y empezó a salir la sangre.
And because I was so prideful.
Porque tenía tanto orgullo.
I grabbed a big old paper towel.
Tomé un papel.
I didn't get a band-aid.
No me puse algo para taparme.
And I played for graduation like this.
Pero así toqué en la graduación.
And because I didn't take care of it.
Y porque no me cuidé.
I got a nice little scar on my chin.
Tengo una cicatriz aquí.
So every time I see that.
Cuando veo esto,
I get to remember that a toilet got the better of me.
Me recuerdo que me caí en un baño.
And that I hit my chin on a toilet.
Que lo que me pegué allí en el baño.
Not really cool.
No es algo muy chévere.
It's not a great story.
No es algo muy asombroso.
But there's a lot of scars that we have.
Pero hay muchas cicatrices que nosotros tenemos.
That oftentimes remind us.
Que muchas las veces nos recuerdan
some really dumb things.
De algunas cosas que hemos hecho.
There's scars that we have in our emotions.
Hay cicatrices en nuestras emociones.
That bring up
que nos recuerdan
our past.
De nuestro pasado.
That bring up things that have affected the trajectory of our entire lives.
Nos recuerdan que cosas que han cambiado nuestra vida.
And when we look at those scars,
y cuando vemos esas cicatrices,
it oftentimes doesn't make us feel very good.
Muchas las veces no nos sentimos muy bien.
Does anybody have scars like that?
¿Alguien tiene una cicatriz así?
Things that people have done to you?
Cosas que las personas le han hecho.
I've got a lot of scars in my emotions, in my body.
Yo tengo muchas cicatrices en mi cuerpo, en mis emociones.
From things people have said to me.
De cosas que las personas me han dicho.
Things people have done to me.
Las cosas que las personas me han hecho.
I remember going through beginning years of coming into the ministry.
Me recuerdo entrando a primera en el ministerio.
I had people I loved and respected.
Las personas que me amaban y yo respetaba.
Tell me that they were never going to follow my leadership.
Me decían que nunca me iban a seguir mi liderazgo.
Said really unkind things to me.
No me dijeron cosas buenas.
I've had people lie about me.
Yo he tenido las personas que han mentido de mí.
Then there's things that I've done to myself.
Y luego hay cosas que yo me he hecho yo mismo.
You see, there's oftentimes scars that from people.
Muchas veces hay cicatrices de las personas.
And then scars that are kind of like like cutting, like
y luego cicatrices que nosotros los hacemos nosotros mismos,
scars of that we've done to ourselves,
que nos hemos hecho nosotros mismos,
that have left marks in our life,
nos han dejado cicatrices en nuestras vidas.
And if we don't take care of those,
si no cuidamos de esto,
if we don't get them cleaned out,
si no la limpiamos,
they could become infected,
se pueden infectar,
and they could never heal,
y no, nunca se van a sanar.
They could turn into roots of bitterness.
Pueden comenzarse a hacer raíces de amargura.
They could still be open and just affect us. And that's why sometimes you walk around somebody and you're like, they're supposed to be a Christian. They have a nasty attitude.
Pueden estar infectadas a veces, por eso cuando caminamos a las personas y dice, ellos son cristianos.
Because they're walking around just saying they're something, that, but they're not acting like.
Están caminando diciendo que son un cristiano, pero están actuando de otra manera.
And a lot of times what that does is that will offend somebody else.
Muchas las veces ofenden a otras personas.
So that they never look at Jesus, but they look at that person.
Para que ellos nunca vean a Jesús, pero miran a esa persona.
That was supposed to represent Jesus.
Y a esa persona que tenía que representar a Jesús.
And so people are stay blind.
Las personas siguen ciegos.
They stay blind because they've never seen that true reflection of Jesus.
Siguen ciegos porque nunca han visto la reflexión verdadera de Jesús.
But you see, the scars are not supposed to be something that ashames us.
La cicatriz no tiene que ser para darnos vergüenza.
The scars are meant to be a testimony.
Las cicatrices son para un testimonio
of what God has done through
de
us.
Lo que el Señor ha hecho a través de nosotros.
I rejoice oftentimes when I look at our congregation.
Me regocijo cuando veo a la iglesia.
I see people that have come out of different lifestyles.
Veo las personas que han salido de diferentes tipos de vida.
I have seen people that have the legitimate bullet holes.
Yo he visto las personas que tienen marcas, cicatrices de una bala.
People that have overcome things that you can never imagine.
Personas que han vencido cosas que usted no se imaginan.
Abuse, just things that should never happen to anyone.
El abuso, cosas que no tienen que pasar, suceder a las personas.
But they sit here today.
Pero están sentadas aquí.
They come on to our platform.
Vienen a la plataforma.
And they minister from such a place of deliverance.
Y ministran de un lugar que el Señor le ha dado libertad.
With the power of the Holy Ghost.
Del poder del Espíritu Santo.
You see, there's no one perfect here.
No hay nadie perfecto aquí.
If you're looking for a perfect church, you have not found it.
Si usted está buscando una iglesia perfecta, aquí no está.
You have not found a perfect
church. No la ha visto, no la ha encontrado usted.
You have found a hospital.
Usted ha encontrado un hospital.
You found people working in the hospital.
Usted ha encontrado una persona trabajando en el hospital.
And people that still need some work on them.
Y personas que necesitan trabajo en ellos.
And there's times where I still need some work on me.
Hay tiempos que yo necesito que trabajen en mí.
But it's in my weakness.
Pero es mi debilidades.
That he is made strong.
Que él es fuerte.
It is in my past failures.
Es en mi pasado, mis fracasos.
It is in everything on my resume that shows I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now.
En cada cosa que yo ha hecho dice que no debo de estar aquí donde estoy.
That shows his glory.
Enseña su gloria.
And that is why Revelation 12 says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Por eso dice Apocalipsis 12 que han vencido a través de la sangre del cordero.
And the word. The word of their testimony.
Y la palabra del testimonio de ellos.